Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Microsoft Ignite Countdown. I'm Joey Snow.
And I'm Rick Claus.
This week, we have got a ton, a big thing that we want to talk about.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is, I'm not going to say it's my favorite episode, but this is the one that has a lot of meat to it.
Yes.
You know, we're not going to be focusing on color and things you can do.
No.
This is one that is one of the hotly, I would say, second to the bag reveal. This is probably the next most popular show.
Okay.
If I want to go out on a limb, I'll say this is the next most popular show.
I'll buy it. Well, first we want to make sure that if you have not yet registered, that you go to ignite.microsoft.com and get registered now so that we can see you in Chicago May 4th through the 8th. Mm-hmm. Super important that you get registered now. It's filling up fast, man.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stress that enough. Get signed up and registered.
ignite.microsoft.com/register if you want to have the exact full URL or just
yes.
the button. I took the button off the screen, sorry, but it's there's a button there.
Yes. So in the past few weeks, as Rick mentioned earlier, we've shown you a lot of color, shown you a lot of the things that are happening in Chicago. Today, what we're excited to announce is the new My Ignite tool. Mm-hmm. The My Ignite tool is basically kind of your main digital space that you're going to be kind of living in as you kind of build your Ignite experience.
Yeah. So you can literally, this is a tool you can go to prior to the Ignite actually kicking off, and it's going to be around during Ignite and also after Ignite too, with a whole bunch of different functionality. We're going to talk about some of that today.
Yes.
And you know, like all cloud services, in case you don't know, this is what we're doing with regards to flighting new things into it. So what we're going to show you today is some of the basic functionality that you're going to want to use to, for instance, build your schedule.
That's correct. So today what we're announcing is the availability of Schedule Builder. Mm-hmm. That will enable you to search and schedule the sessions that you want, block out time for your hands-on labs,
right.
And kind of build your own personal schedule. You'll also be able to join the Yammer network. Now, mm-hmm. we're going to have a special show dedicated just to the Yammer network and the Yammer functionality. We're going to bring in a guest who is going to kind of help us with that. So that will be coming. You'll also be able to edit your profile, which we're going to walk you through, as well as view all of our sponsors and exhibitors at Ignite. As Rick mentioned, a lot of additional features are going to be coming up over the next several weeks, including things like the attendee directory, a meeting scheduler, and a lot more information. So what you see now initially on the My Ignite tool and what we're going to show you here today, as you mentioned, we're flighting it. So there's some functionality there. It's not the end all be all.
Yep.
And as we get into building your schedule, one of the things that's important to note, room assignments have not yet happened.
Correct.
This is why we want you to use Schedule Builder, because we need to know the sessions that people are most interested in so that we can make sure that we get the proper room sizes.
Yeah, we always do this kind of release it first, be able to build the interest, to be able to see what people want to go off and take a look at and put inside their schedules to, as one of the factors that we use to determine what size room gets what cut size speaker to be able to try to accommodate as best we can. Again, if you put it inside your schedule, as you know, it's a first come, first serve during the event. It does not guarantee you a space in the room, but it's used for us to do load capacity estimates and also for you to be able to share your information with others, as an example.
One of the important things to note is that if you have been registered by, say, a group admin, and you've done
a big group registration,
and you've not yet logged in to the Microsoft Ignite website, so ignite.microsoft.com, and associated your Live ID with your registration, you're going to want to make sure that you do that so that you get the complete My Ignite experience. So you're going to want to go to the ignite.microsoft website. You're going to click the I've already registered button there, and then you're going to follow the steps to associate your existing record with your registration and your Live ID account.
Right.
So that's an important step, because a lot of times we hear from folks who have been registered from their group administrators, you know, somebody who registers for an entire company, for instance, that they have a hard time accessing these things. Once you associate it, you'll have the full access in your individual things that you want to do, and you are good to go. So without any further ado, let's talk about Schedule Builder. Now, there is a process here.
Yeah.
I know you go through a big process in terms of building your schedule and determining what it is that you want to go to, the things that you want to see.
Yeah. So you don't have to go as overboard as I do. I like to make literally a evening out of it as more of a social occasion to go through and to literally peruse at my leisure with the proper mood, lighting, candlelights, and you know, craft beer or wine at the table to be able to go through it. But again, as everyone has their own methodology to it, one of the recommendations we do is don't restrict yourself just to one session per time slot.
Yeah.
Go by the quality of the session, the speakers that you want to go off and see, the topics that you want to cover. Everyone has their own methodology to it, and there's been lots of posts about it, and I'm sure there will be even more session building guidance happening in the forums, if you're interested, to be able to go off and get some ideas on that. But then just go ahead and start to have fun with it. Plan out your day, because just because you have multiple sessions that are in there doesn't mean you're going to necessarily choose one or the other. Simply, hey, that's an interesting topic. I want to catch on demand afterwards anyway. So here on my computer, I've got the, I've logged in already past the button that says log in with your Microsoft account.
Yep.
And as you can see, the top page, I'm not going to go through it all because it's just, you know, sample data that's in there right now. This will be changing like the main dashboard of different information and different news announcements and interesting things that are happening for the overall MyIgnite site and for the Microsoft Ignite community. If we go take a look at the part that we're talking about today, which is the schedule side, just click on the schedule up at the top. And it shows you your current schedule for both Sunday, which is the pre-days for the pre-conference content that you're able to attend.
Yep. Note on the pre-day sessions, if you have not already signed up for a pre-day, they are an additional charge. Mm-hmm. So you're going to want to make sure that you get signed up for those. If you have already registered for Microsoft Ignite, you can add that pre-day at registration. So go back through the reg process and add a pre-day session.
Right.
You can choose that, which you don't have a pre-day session.
I don't have a pre-day because we have a lot of stuff we have to do on Sunday. We can't actually do it. Now, I'm looking right now at what's known as the list views for a specific day over here on May the 3rd. You can also go for a day view to view your whole day. And you can, more importantly, go off and see the whole week that's going to be coming up. And so as you can see right now, I only have one thing scheduled, which is the keynote for my individual settings right now.
All right.
So let's go actually get some sessions in there. And if you're familiar with looking at the public sites that anyone can go off and take a look at, you see that we've been trickling more and more information in there about the different sessions and the speakers and that sort of stuff. And so basically we have a view of that in here. And you can see that I've got over 812 different possible things I can do and put inside my schedule. The nice thing is, obviously, is that there is a nice dynamic live filter. So I happen to be an Azure guy. So if I want to go off and see anything that has to do with Azure, it's going to go through and filter off stuff and put an automatic filter, almost like you're doing like online shopping, if you will.
Yeah, look, because it's trimmed down to 195, right?
Down to 195. And then I can go through and either browse each one individually to go off and see what content is interesting, or what I like is hitting the filter for a more robust filtering experience and say, you know what? I'm not a dev guy. I'm an infrastructure type guy. And so I want to go off and say, I want to say IT influencers and implementers goes from 195 down to 104.
Okay.
And then if I want to go down to, formats, I want to go into and take a look at, not overviews, I want to see more of the how-tos.
Okay.
That filters it down to 23.
Ah.
And I can even go through further and say products and see if there's any sort of mixed products that are included. Here's one, for instance, Azure, that also includes SQL Server as a tag. And that would take me down all the way down to two individual sessions.
Okay.
And I can obviously take those filters off as well to go back to the main level. Clicking back on the main page allows me to scroll and see what's interested. And notice how they have like level 200, level 300, different types of ratings.
Yep.
Those are different levels of depth and of technologies, if you will, that they go through. That can be added in as a filter as well. So I want to say, for these particular ones, I want to include, in this case, a level filter. And I can see that there actually are 18 in this particular filter view that I've got going right now that are going to be at level 300 or higher. And look at this. There's Beth Cooper. I had her on to one of the Edge shows that I did a little while ago talking about automation. She works on the Azure automation team.
And I am a big fan of automation, so I think we need to add that show.
Thursday,
add that session.
Thursday, May 7th has a time slot that happens to be there. It's currently known as a format for how-tos. That's interesting.
Yeah.
They actually have more criteria besides just simply is it a breakout or hands-on lab.
Correct.
For overviews or how-tos or instructional.
Deep
or
dive,
whatever.
All of those kinds of things.
So those are other tags you can go off and filter on, and you can see, boom, it's in my schedule. That's now done for Thursday, May 7th.
So that's super cool. And you're talking about, you've filtered down. So you've come down and said, for IT guys that are how-to sessions at level 300, and you're talking about Azure, what if I wanted to do Exchange, but I don't want to have to go back through and add all of those new filtering components?
Watch this.
Is there a way to do this?
Just simply go in and replace the word Azure with Exchange. Now, I'm probably going to have some hard time. No, actually. It goes in and it removes the Azure one because it was the main topic that I started on, and this is the main topic of Exchange.
And you didn't have to refilter anything else.
So it's kept me as IT influencers and implementers, It's kept me in the how-to categories, 300 level for a level of complexity, and this time I have the exchange that's put in there. And in this particular configuration, I've got five. Oh, and look at that. There's Brian Day talking about the vNext version of Exchange. Definitely hot topic. I want to be there. It's going to be, in this case, Tuesday, May 5th at 5 o'clock. Yep. Boom, done.
Okay.
As far as filtering and stuff is concerned. The best part about this is it's so fast and responsive for being able to go through and just filter stuff, man.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is gonna make my job so
if you wanted to add, say, change it to Windows Server, you just change it to Windows Server.
Yeah, I can change from main thing over here to topics. There's Windows Server. With my criteria here, it happens to be that there's one that deals with, oh, look at this. Because I went through the filter and added it, it actually kept my existing of Exchange, added Windows Server.
Yeah.
In this case, there happens to be one with doing workloads like SQL Exchange and SharePoint on remote desktop services and CPS systems.
That's super cool.
It's fast.
This is a very, very robust tool. It's going to enable you to build your schedule quickly, right? And really kind of trim it down to exactly what you want to see. As you mentioned before, booking one session per time slot, a lot of folks like that. We're of the sense that we like to book multiple things to kind of see, get a feel for the day. Sometimes going in, I may be looking and researching a particular project that I'm working on, and then I get through one session or another down a path, mm-hmm. right? And you can see through the filtering, you can really kind of rat hole yourself into certain categories, and that's awesome.
And then you can always pull yourself back out again.
That's exactly right, which is why I do the multiple sessions, because I may be in a session that I wasn't really expecting to really kind of glom onto those technologies. Maybe I went in initially thinking Monday I'm going to focus really, really hard on this particular project I've got, but then I see something really cool. I've at least gotten an idea of kind of what I want to see, and I can just kind of move and maneuver based on that and change the schedule as I see fit.
Mm-hmm. Like here, I'm just going through and trying out some stuff for Skype for Business because I'm now using that client as my main client here at work as an example. I want to go in and take a look at the roles for this one. And because I'm just new to the Skype Business side of things, I'm going to go in and actually just look at it from the perspective of doing it from a, where is it? Not themes. I want to say roles. And I'm more of a generalist because I don't know that much about Skype myself.
Gotcha.
And I don't want to go at the 300 level. I want to actually trim that down to an easier level for me because I'm new to this. And so where did I go for that filter? It's below the roles one, I do believe. Here we go. There's the level. Bring the level up. And I'm going to go just for a, oh my, they got a 400 level.
We're talking for a deep dive.
I'm just going to go for a 200 myself to see what's going on. And then, oh look, here's an industry talk going on for best practices for Skype for Business helps deliver a great customer experience.
Yeah, I actually like the other one, which is the meetings in Skype for Business, right? Because
overview for the business user experience.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm just adding, removing stuff, playing around, seeing what it's like. The result is my schedule now is populated with stuff. It's by default only showing me back to the very first day, which is Sunday, which looks blank right now.
Right.
But if I switch over here to the week view, I actually see now that I've got some stuff, including some double bookings going on across the days as different things come in. And obviously, the different color codes mean the different style of activities. Mm-hmm. Maybe some might be hands-on labs. Some might be breakout sessions like this. Some of them might even be partner solutions that are going on in the main expo hall area, because they've got partner stages that are going on over there too.
Yeah, absolutely. In addition to this, we did mention earlier that there are hands-on labs, and there's no need to kind of walk through it. It's pretty much the same. But what you're actually going to do is you're actually going to book a time window within your schedule and your schedule only. Again, hands-on labs, as well as the sessions. It's important to note that when you add the session into your schedule, that kind of helps us determine, you know, possible attendance,
right.
You're not locked in. Mm-hmm. And the other thing too is you're not guaranteed a seat. You don't need to guarantee yourself a seat. These sessions are first come, first serve. So you're going to want to make sure that, you've got your schedule kind of built out and you've got everything there. And you can change it. That's the great thing. You can be extremely flexible.
So I'm actually now just on the main page here looking at this particular one. I can see the details for what it was in case I forgot. So I can cancel that off. Back inside the session area, some of the cool things that are there, if you go into the details of that session, like for instance, 10 key businesses to ensure, You see more about the individual author. You see different related sessions that are there. So basically, we're taking a lot of this data and bringing it all together to give you a multi-dimensional view of what's going on.
And you can add it right to your schedule right there from that page.
If I wanted to, all
about the speaker. You can see all of the speakers' additional sessions that they've got going on, the related sessions that they have. So,
and I do want to call out, we're not talking about it with this show, but on the side, the Connect with Yammer side of things, it is going to go in and bring in some extra interaction you can have with the attendees and with the speakers. But that we're going to, that's so cool. We got to put a whole show.
Yeah, we're going to dedicate a whole show just to the Yammer connection.
Now, is this good enough to talk about from a schedule perspective to let them try it out? And then we should talk about the directory things or what?
Yeah, absolutely. So the one thing to note is that currently today, because we don't have rooms associated, you're not able to export your schedule to a calendar. That functionality will be added coming up.
Right.
And you really wouldn't want to export to a calendar right now because there are no rooms associated. So you'd end up having to re-export, re-import, get things all cluttered up and everything. So this is kind of your base starting point. We recommend that everybody get started on building your schedule today. So get moving on that. Get those sessions added in. Helps us with room capacity. And it's going to kind of help you plan out your week.
Right. Now, the next part is more about information to not only make the sessions discoverable, but also to facilitate networking that goes on. And that's really the attendee directory. I mean, so, speakers are used to directories when they sign up to go speak at conferences.
Yeah, and we fill out our profiles, right?
When we
log in, we've got to fill out our profiles. So that's where they pull all the speaker information, the things about us that they need to know.
Right.
But we actually have that available for you as our attendees at Microsoft Ignite.
Right.
So you can currently today edit your profile, and I highly recommend editing your profile and getting the information in.
Right. So if you go back to my machine over here, I've got my login. As you can see, I'm up there and already logged on. I just go over here to click on my name to be able to look at my profile. And some of this information was pulled automatically from my registration information.
Yep.
It is all private by default.
Okay.
And so I have gone in there and actually added in my biography, real quick, little simple one I put in there. I've actually put in one of my pictures for being able to find me, because you can obviously find me with my hat when you're physically there on site. And then it has the ability to include social tags and social information. People want to connect up using the socials, they can. So I put in my Twitter handle, my Facebook and LinkedIn stuff as well. But then down at the bottom, you can see here that I've got both my Microsoft account that is used for that, that comes in.
Drew's available,
by the way. Drew is available. Thank you, Drew. I should probably ignore that for right now. But more importantly, right here, I have the tick box that says make my profile searchable. That will expose me in limited fashion for some basic information. Obviously, email and that sort of stuff is not going to be there. With the rest of the directory, where people can then start to search and find me. I'd obviously would want to put some keywords inside my profile people could search on to be able to say, oh, there's a like-minded person that does higher ed stuff, and they happen to be an expert in SharePoint. And that sort of stuff. And then also, neat thing I like is this part. Show the sessions that I've already added to my schedule. So if I have a particular passion around Azure infrastructure as a service, and I choose a bunch of sessions that are all along that category, I can actually expose that for people to go off and see and say, hey, huh, that Azure guy, what kind of stuff is he going to go to when he's at Ignite? And you can see all the sessions that are listed that I'm going to be attending as possible interest.
So maybe I could find a session that maybe I hadn't found in my original searches and maybe something that's kind of tied back to me. And I get that information from you. And it's also available for you guys as well. Now, it's an opt-in process. Mm-hmm. We have added the opt-in to the attendee directory as part of the registration process. But that's just occurred recently. If you registered for Microsoft Ignite prior to that opt-in process, the way you would opt into that directory is exactly what we just showed here. By going into your profile under the, it would say hi in your name, and then go in and actually edit out that the profile, and then click that little button to make yourself part of that directory. It's a great way. Look, this event, the sessions are fantastic. Mm-hmm. We can get super uber geeky and technical. The other thing, it's all about networking. It's all about that connection. That's why we love being in person. And the other thing is, you never know. You can find something that find a great speaker that you've never seen before or heard about because you've shared your schedule or somebody shared their schedule out, and we've all connected together. So it's a fantastic tool that you can start using today.
That was the quick whirlwind tour of the basic stuff to be able to go off and see. I definitely would suggest getting in there sooner than later to be able to fill that out. And also choose, again, how much you want to be able to share with the rest of the people. The attendees directory is optional, but it's a great way to be able to find new people. And then this is going to be basically your stopping point to be able to go off and to collaborate and to talk about the cool stuff going on with Ignite is through the My Ignite webpage.
Absolutely. Lots of stuff.
I know.
A lot of people have been waiting for this. We've seen all the posts out on the forum, so let's talk about that. A great way to connect with other attendees and us as well. We do answer the forum posts once we get information.
Right.
Understand that we don't always have all the information right off the start, and we try to answer the questions as quickly as we get the information. But you want to go to channel9.microsoft.com/forums, choose Microsoft Ignite. We'll also put the link in the base in the body of this video, so you can go through and find the link there. Mm-hmm. Another way to kind of get connected with your fellow attendees and start talking and chattering about the event is through the official Twitter hashtag, which is hashtag MSIgnite.
You can also follow us on Twitter and ask us questions directly. I am known as @RicksterCDN.
I'm @JoeySnow.
And you can also hit up the people that are the core organizers of the Microsoft Ignite Conference with @MS_Ignite if you wanted to ping them on the Twitters as well.
So we're closing in. The weeks just keep ticking by.
I was going to say we're probably going to do like a little tiny update for what's been added to this with the different shows. Because as we find out about new functionality that's been added, in case you haven't discovered it yet, we'll at least make sure we do a bit of a recap in the upcoming episodes that, as we get closer.
Yeah, we're going to get more into the Yammer integration along with a bunch of other things and answers to your questions. So if you've got questions, go ahead and post it to the forums. You can also post it as a comment below this video and we'll address your question as well. Perhaps even in a future Microsoft Ignite countdown show. Mm-hmm. And man, they're coming fast and furious. We've got a ton of information still to bring you. So keep tuning in. That kind of wraps up for this week's episode, and we will see you next time on the Microsoft Ignite countdown.